Okay, welcome, and glad to see all of you here at this presentation. And today what I'm going to talk about is a study that I conducted with a group of faculty at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. And we looked at diabetes risk and health literacy among Southern African American and Latino women. And to give you a little bit of background on this particular population, African Americans over the age of 20 are three times as likely as non-Hispanic whites to have diabetes. And if we look at the Hispanic Latino Americans, their diabetes is 1.7 times that of non-Hispanic whites, and Mexican Americans is even higher. When you look at cardiovascular disease, African Americans, 46.9% of them have cardiovascular disease, Hispanic Latino women at 34.5%. And minority women are known to be at high risk for chronic disease, and this is related to often their late start of getting attention for diseases, their lack of engagement in preventive types of behaviors, and also the physicians that they see are often male and white providers, which often kind of keeps them from going in a timely manner. Okay, the purpose of this study was to explore health literacy and diabetes risk among African American Latino women, and we used Cox's interaction model of client health behavior, and we looked at the client singularity construct and health outcome for this particular study. Okay, give you a little context of this. The data was collected in Central North Carolina and included 20 counties. And we collected data from rural and urban counties. And in this particular area, 30% of the population are African American. Latino is 8%. However, it is increasing by 200%. You can see the sites where we collected data, and 70% of this population does have a high school diploma, but the unemployment rate is still high among this population. The measures we used, they were translated into Spanish, and we had a demographic and socioeconomic and health history form to collect the client singularity construct from the Cox model that we use, the biomarkers of blood pressure, BMI, and A1C. And then we also used the Consumer Assessment for Health Literacy tool from AHRQ, which is also known as CHAPS, and they do have it in Spanish and English. Now, we did not include in the data analysis number 30 of that, if you're familiar with that particular survey, and that's because it asked if interpreters were used, and since the survey was in Spanish, we did not need to use interpreters. It gives you a little bit of a view of our sample. We had 75 women. The average age was 49.6. We had about the same percent of African Americans and Latinos. As you see, 39% had difficulty paying bills, over half had incomes of less than $20,000, and again, over half had no health insurance. The biomarkers we use are BMI, and this here is shows you the mean that we found. Between 6 and 7 of the A1C was considered pre-diabetic. And you can see what the average diastolic was also. These are the diabetes risks that we looked at and that we used in the analysis. For hypertension, we looked at 135 over 80. Or above, or if they said that they were on blood pressure medication. For the glycemic index, we looked at poor to equal, and again, anything greater than 7 was considered poor. For age, we looked at women greater than 45 years. BMI was 25 or greater. Cholesterol, if they said they knew it was high or they were on cholesterol medications. And cardiovascular disease was if they told us they had an MI, heart disease, CHF, or had had a stroke. We had a number of research questions, and this was the first one. And here you see that the average, the woman had about half of the six, there were six of the diabetes risks I showed on the last slide. And this indicates that on average, women had about half of them, and their range was from 0 to 6. And there was a significant difference in diabetes risk level among African-American Latino women, with African-Americans having the higher number of risk factors. The second research question, and we used multiple regression to see if the client singularity variables predicted diabetes risk level, and it did. Age was the only single predictor. Sorry, I'm having a hard time turning my pages here. This is the third research question that we looked at, and we wanted to see general health literacy between the two groups, and there was no significant difference. However, both groups had low health literacy scores. As you see, on average, it was 40, and the range was from 0 to 87. The next research question looked at, again, we did use multiple regression, use the singularity variables to predict health literacy, and it did not predict health literacy when we combined all of those variables. The last research question, however, what we did is we combined the singularity variables and added health literacy, and then we did get a significant finding that this does predict a diabetes risk. And again, age was the only single predictor. So in conclusion, what does this show us? I think it shows us that minority women do have a high number of diabetes risk. And we found that African-American women do have more diabetes risk than Latinos, although both have quite a few. And that when you look at risks, it's important to look at a combination of risks, because it was when we combined them all, that's when we found significant differences. And also that minority women do have low health literacy scores, even though there was no difference between the African-American and the Latino scores. Okay, how can we apply these findings as healthcare providers? Diabetes prevention efforts need to take in consideration age, since we did find that as a significant factor, and also culture and health literacy. Since older women seem to, age was a significant factor, I think it would be good to look at older women and begin interventions for them as soon as any risks are identified, whether it's one or more, and that preventive efforts could start earlier with young and middle adulthood women, and they need to include health literacy efforts. And under the Accountability Act, we're going to be seeing more accountable care organizations and patient-centered medical homes, and it's good for the healthcare providers who will be working at these places to be able to take into consideration health literacy efforts in order to be able to deliver quality and cost-effective care. And this study was a small part of a larger study that we've conducted. We haven't finished analyzing all the data, but there needs to be more research in this area with health literacy and diabetes risk, especially among minority men, and to look at different age groups of women. We found that age was a significant factor, especially among older women. It'd be interesting to see what that looks like with younger women also. Thank you.